Lead story on Eyewitness News for a while now has been the fact that an ANC MP called Mervyn Dirks has been suspended, and it has to do with his approach to the Standing Committee on Public Accounts to ask them to investigate some leaked audio featuring the voice of Cyril Ramaphosa. Babalo Ndenze, our parliamentary correspondent on the line to us now. Good afternoon, Babalo. Just remind people what Cyril Ramaphosa appears to or does say in that leaked audio.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, the president in that leaked audio seems to be, you know, almost confirming his awareness of how state funds are being used for campaigning for the ANC. And so Mervyn Dirks says this is, he has a problem with this, and he says, telling Scopa that let's invite the president so he can explain this because, you know, it is his duty to report his awareness of anything that seems to be, you know, illegal or criminal or, you know, fraudulent. So that's the basis of the letter. It has to do with this leaked audio that the president is basically, you know, almost confirming this. And Mervyn Dirks now suspended for writing that letter. He was first written a letter to withdraw his letter or his complaint letter to Scopa, a committee that he serves in, and is a whip in that committee, an ANC whip in that committee. A strange move, some may say. So the ANC caucus boss is clearly unhappy about this move. He was almost daring them. You know, I've spoken to him a couple of times before and after he received the letter of suspension. And he's won't comment on the suspension as yet, says he will speak about it, you know, tomorrow to the media. So we'll just have to wait and see what he has to say. But clearly defiant. And Chief Whip Majordina suspends it with immediate effect, precautionary suspension pending a disciplinary hearing. He's been removed from, you know, WhatsApp groups of the committee members, the ANC caucus committee WhatsApp groups where they discuss, the study groups where they discuss a variety of issues. So he's been removed from that communication as part of this precautionary suspension. And he's also, his responsibility is in the committee, which is Scopa. So he's also been removed from those activities. Mervyn Dirks clearly in trouble with the party for accusing his own party president, you know, of wrongdoing.
Is his motive clear? And I suppose I mean by that, Babalo, is he seen to be somebody in the RET faction who is looking to embarrass Cyril Ramaphosa by having this matter investigated? Or might he be somebody who's seen in some way as part of, if the ANC still has such a thing, a moral conscience of the party and thinks it problematic that this audio exists and the context of it needs to be cleared up?
It depends, really. I mean, where you're sitting, from where I'm sitting and from previous reports and that we've reported on, and, you know, and his support for former President Jacob Zuma. He's a former mayor in Sunduzi, local municipality in KZN, former deputy mayor, I beg your pardon, in KZN. He is aligned to the so-called RET faction. But interestingly, he says himself that, you know, if anybody should be aligned with the RET faction, or if there is a so-called RET faction, it's President Ramaphosa as the vanguard of RET because he is the president of the ANC. And, you know, radical economic transformation is an ANC a policy. And this was one of his, you know, recent, you know, social media tweets where he was responding to all these allegations and this letter. So he seems to believe that we are all RET in the ANC, but he clearly is in this so-called faction from his utterances within the committee in Scopa previously and, you know, within parliament. He's also, you know, made hand gestures that are quite, you know, insulting to members of his own party, you know, in the National Assembly chamber.
That's where the motivation clearly comes from. But I mean, surely those remarks are problematic, and one understands that the audio was leaked by somebody who wanted to embarrass Cyril Ramaphosa. But it does sound as if Cyril Ramaphosa was aware of the fact that state money was being used to fund ANC party political activities, and that's a problem. So why isn't it being investigated?
Well, it depends now what happens the next move within scope, and our scope is sitting with this complaint, and they will probably schedule a meeting soon. He told me that he's going to be making a presentation in Scopa tomorrow, but, you know, I can't really confirm that with Scopa as yet. But when Scopa does meet, and if there are any ANC members in that committee that support this complaint by Mervyn Dirks, maybe the matter will be revived again. But it's really up to now the ANC itself and whether Scopa will be willing to enter that terrain, and whether they will be willing to look into the matter further, and specifically the request to invite the president. It's just a matter that we'll have to see from the committee. They haven't issued a statement yet about the approach to the matter, but it's really, if it's worth investigating, I imagine it would be looked at by more than just Scopa or the ANC, and as well as maybe the State Capture Commission. I mean, I don't know.
That's going to be, it's only going to be a very short while, Babalo, before somebody refers it to the public protector, because they probably feel that with the public protector, they can get the kind of investigative result that they're looking for. Babalo Ndenze of our parliamentary team.